that this probably isn't going to be the church that's going to suit you. And I just thought it would be good to be really upfront with that right off the bat. Cool?
Cool.
Great.
What's your name?
My name is I'm the pastor.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah, Mike. But what I'd love to do is I'd love to pray for you.
No, don't. Can I ask me this? Is that I'm not welcome here? Or? Why am I not welcome?
You seem to be somebody who has made a habit of going around a lot of churches and targeting young females, and we're just uncomfortable with that as people who take our shepherding role of our congregation seriously.
So you're saying I've been targeting young females?
That's what we understand.
Okay. What did I do?
I understand you've been looking to set up relationships with young women. That's what we've been informed.
Okay.
And so I'm really sorry we have a shepherding responsibility, so I'm just going to have to ask you to leave.
Okay. So who
and,
who
and if you won't leave, I'm going to have to call the police to move you on.
Yeah, go ahead.
That'd be great. So are you going to leave our premises or not?
No, call the police.
You're not going to leave our premises?
I want you to call the police.
I'm asking you, are you going to leave our premises?
No, call the police, as you said.
Are you going to leave our premises?
No, I'm here. I'm here for the public service.
And we have the right to say who can be here and who can't, because we accept anyone but not every behaviour. And I'm sorry, because that's just the way it is.
Okay, but what is my behaviour?
Your behaviour is that you've been extremely antagonistic. We've been contacted by a number of friends in the ministry who have said to watch out for you. And so it's great that you're here, but I'm sorry you're not welcome here this morning.
They said watch out for you?
Thank you.
They told you.
No more permission. Because you're recording that without my permission.
Of course I record. This is my evidence.
Thank you. Good. Thank you. Can you please leave now?
No, I'm here for the public service.
No, the public service is for people who come along here and there are no problems with our concerns about our congregation, but we have concerns about our congregation if you've been here. Thank you.
Why are you staring at me?
Why are you staring
at me? Yeah, you're just staring at me. You're going to stand there? You said you were going to call the police.
Yeah, we're going to call the police on that. Taki, you better call the police for us. This gentleman here has been asked to leave, and he is refusing to do that. That'd be great. Thank you. We take our responsibilities to our people seriously.
Mm. Before God?
Absolutely.
Is this a godly decision?
And having read a lot of what you've written and seen the kind of heart that I think comes through some of that stuff, I think probably that you need to do a little bit of a heart check with you and God and your attitude toward people and toward the church and toward the scriptures. I would respectfully recommend that you go back and check the scriptures again, check your heart on some of these issues again.
What sin have I committed?
It's between you and the Lord.
Ah, okay, but still, you're...
Well, but my job is not to judge sin, that's the Lord's job, isn't it?
Oh, but
isn't that what the scriptures say?
Oh, so you're judging by evicting me and calling the police, and you're saying, but you're not judging? Or you're not lying, you're saying you're not judging? You're actually judging.
We all make judgments, don't we? And scriptures, doesn't the scripture say that we're to judge those within the church? Is that what the scripture says? You need to get off our property. Thank you, sir. You're antagonistic and we're not appreciative of that.
Stop pushing it.
Thank you. Could I take that?
No.
So you are here, you've been asked to leave, and you are not going to leave. Is that correct?
You're waiting for the police.
Yeah. Taki. Have you been around a lot of churches?
That's none of your business, wherever I go.
None of my business now. Okay.
What is your business? Is that you're making a false accusation against me? And,
what's my accusation, sir?
Oh, you just said I've been, harassing young women, is that what you're saying?
What's the words I said?
Well,
maybe you should check your recording.
Yeah, yeah. So what were the words you said?
All over the place. I would you prefer to do, I'm quite happy to do that.
Mm-hmm. So what is the reason you're evicting me?
We've already had this conversation.
Okay. You don't want to say it again?
No, not in front of you, because it's quite clear that you're not willing to enter us in the square in which you intend. There are lots of churches you could visit this morning. You chose to come here. You're not welcome here.
Okay. And what is the reason I'm not welcome?
I've already made that clear to you.
I've never seen you before. You walked straight up to me and said, you're Torsten. That's what you did. And you said, you're not welcome here. I've never had any interaction with you ever before, and you just walked out.
That's not true. That's a lie.
Okay. So
how many emails have you sent to me and my staff? You targeted us. You don't know nothing about us. You've seen us defamatory emails about churches around the world, about the Pentecostal denomination, particularly. You were the ones here who chose to attack us. We have done nothing in any way to do that.
What way have I attacked you?
You sent emails to us, to all my staff, attacking the church.
Attacking your church?
Attacking that church in which we are a part.
Ah, okay. So you're saying I'm not a part of the body of Jesus Christ? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not.
No,
that's not what I said at all. You're putting words in my mouth, which is an excellent attempt, but I'm sorry, sir. This is just the kind of behavior we've been told to expect from you.
Okay. So church has only one meaning. Church has only one meaning, does it?
I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Okay.
You and I both know that the word church comes from the Greek ecclesia. We're both very familiar with what that means. We're very familiar with church big C and church small C, local church. We're also very familiar with the word by church. We're going to have this conversation. I don't think you really care for the answers that I have.
Well, I think the world does. I think the world likes to know what sort of a devil you are.
So now you're calling me a devil. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So when an innocent person...
Thank you. We've got someone coming? That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roger.
So when an innocent person enters the church, you immediately attack and say, you need to get out of there. Is that what you're
the one who attacked us first. You're the one who sent us the emails. Okay. You're the one who made very clear where you stand. Thank you very much. You started it, not us.
Well, I think the world will decide that.
Sure they will. Well, like I said, we take our responsibility for our people seriously before the Lord.
I think I have enough material. It'll be posted online. Would you like a copy?
No, I wouldn't.